Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I am your hostess for the next 30, well, actually 20 minutes, Patricia Williams. I pray that each of you had a blessed weekend, but a great Monday. I thank you for tuning in to the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where this is a syndicated talk show where we talk about various topics to help build your spiritual being and to help you walk into the fulfillment of your purpose. I encourage you to drop me a line off at faithisthekey47@gmail.com and let me know what you think about the show, and also let me know how can I continue to help you to build your faith, but not only build your faith, but to walk in the ways and the will that God has ordained you for to walk in. I also want you to call in during the show, during the live broadcast, with your questions and with your testimonials, especially with your comments, at the number 347-324-3622. That's 347-324-3622. I want to hear your testimony. I want to hear your input. I want to hear what God is dealing with you about. Or if that you have any questions, I want to know what's going on and how that we can help you better serve you. And I also want to thank each and every one of you for encouraging me and praying with me and praying for me as I continue to journey along this path. And I also want to encourage each and every one of y'all. We have a few weeks left. Actually, 21 days left. 21 days left before we exiting out of the old year, entering into the new. Remember, hold on to the promises of God. Hold on what you believe in. Walk boldly into your calling. Forget about all the old stuff and all the baggage and what somebody did or what somebody said to you. Forget about all that. Forgive them. If they never come to you and ask for forgiveness, that's okay. But you forgive them. Don't let that baggage just continue to ride on you like that. Let it go. Because you got too much invested and too much to do than to harbor on that. So just let it go and just walk in your purpose to fulfill your dreams. And also, I want to encourage you to talk to someone that you can trust. If something is bothering you or if you don't understand something, talk it out. Don't hold it in, because that's when you hold it in, all types of things, health issues come about. So it's best to release whatever is bothering you to the right person. How you doing, Apostle AJ?
I'm blessed, woman of God. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Thank you for tuning in. I just logged in myself. I didn't realize I was going to be this late getting off of work. But when I saw the time, I kind of rushed on home because I really didn't want to miss this topic, because this topic is going on in the body of Christ. And, you know, it's so ironic, man of God, that God has been giving us topics to discuss that has been very relevant in the body of Christ. And with him talking as much as he has been talking during this season, God is commanding his people to get in order now, because you don't have no excuse. It's time to get delivered. It's time to get rid of the hang-ups. It's time to get rid of the isms and the schisms and what you feel about this person did you or this person did not do this to you or whatever. It's like God is saying this is very critical in this hour. We got to get it together because his son is soon to return, and we don't want to be kept, and we don't want to be left. We don't want to be hung up on some things that did not even matter. We just want to be a pleasing to God. So I want to discuss the spirit of enticement. And there are enticements, even though we have it in the world, there are different things that can entice us in the world as non-believers to fall into it. But what about the enticement that is in the spiritual realm that can catch a person's eye or spirit to fall into it? So, man of God, you can open up the floor.
Woman of God, there's a lot of there's a lot of things that are spiritually trying to entice the people of God in this hour.
Mm-hmm.
Woman of God, what I'm noticing now, what we're having is a lot of people are being enticed by ministry and gifts.
Mm.
And I'm noticing
yeah.
what's going on is you have people who are actually called to just be a teacher of the fivefold, but they're
mm-hmm.
grabbing the horns of the prophetic office because somebody told them that they felt that they operated good, so it looked enticing, so they grabbed it. And then you have some people who are bishops. They like the office of that, you know, because it
mm-hmm.
makes more sense, but really that they are an apostle. And they're being enticed by these gifts because they think it either has monetary or it has platform gain, when really it's not a platform or it's not an office that's designed for you. So that's why you
mm-hmm.
got to be very mindful that you're not tricked in this hour, especially
mm-hmm.
as a Christian in ministry, about where you belong inside of the fivefold ministry.
Mm-hmm. And you said something very key, enticing, because you see that gift operates, and that particular gift, it brings you to the forefront, or that particular gift makes you stand out and make people attract themselves to you because of that particular gift you may have. And so many people are pulled into, oh, I like that gift, I want to try that. And they don't know what that person went through to obtain what they have, but then yet they want it just because of the accolade. And you said something very key. Most of the people are not even prepared to walk into that type of anointing or that perk because of the fact it's just enticing them by the gift. It's just the gift. So, man of God, do you feel like many people are walking in a sense of error because they are walking into gifts and not the anointing of the gifts? It's just a gift thing now.
Right. It's like, woman of God, you know, you have now in this hour where you have everybody who could sing, and now they want to take everybody who could sing and they want to put them
mm-hmm.
on the praise team, and they want them to sing
mm-hmm.
now and lead praise and worship. Problem with that is if you have just a gift and you don't have the anointing, a yoke will never be destroyed. I've seen
mm-hmm.
some of the most talented people, woman of God, mess an
mm-hmm.
atmosphere up because they wasn't anointed for that particular
yeah.
area of the ministry. And that's what you have
mm-hmm.
going on a lot. I have, you know, in especially, I don't know about your area, but in my area, everybody could sing, but nobody living right. And they just throw them up there and say,
yeah.
lead us in the spirit. How can you lead me in the spirit that you don't even follow? Or how can you lead me
wow.
inside of a spirit that you don't even believe? But you've been enticed because it looks so wonderful and it looks so perfect. And then the people who sit down and submit themselves
mm-hmm.
for you to lead them, woman of God, they don't even realize they're not having an actual spiritual encounter, but they're operating in their emotions. You know, half the time, I'm going to say 60% of the time, I've had some of my best worship experiences with not one drop of music. It's the reason why.
Yeah, those are the best times.
Because that's the best time, I'm telling you. And you know, woman of God,
yes.
it all falls from having a lifestyle of worship and having a lifestyle
yes.
of praise and thanksgiving. When you come to church, you will not be easily fooled by those who have been enticed by by actually operating in offices that they're not supposed to. You understand the moment that somebody opened up their mouth if they're operating in a gift or if they're operating in the anointing. And it's not to be ugly. That's why I'm very selective about who do praise and worship for me. Woman of God, I'll do it myself before I let somebody come and try to cut into the atmosphere, because if they're not tapping in, they're cutting the atmosphere. And that's what a lot of people fail to realize. Oh, he's anointed. Oh, he can sing, and he can sing, and he can do this and do that. But show me where the anointing is in your life. I don't understand that, woman of God, you know, in this hour, what's going on. And we're being so enticed, and we're being bamboozled, and now the enemy is even coming inside of our worship because he snuck in because we too in our emotions about the person who really just operating in a gift.
Yes, and that is very dangerous, because when you're operating in a gift, that's just what it is, a gift, because you're just moving on how you feel, and the Spirit of the Lord is nowhere near it. I mean, he is nowhere in it at all. And then I was looking at 1 Timothy 4:1 and say, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith and giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. This is what's going on now. Some of the people have departed from their faith because of the fact, man of God, they can't wait on God. So they're getting something that can easily satisfy their own selves. And it's just, and it is so prevalent now. They are following after these enticing spirits to more like hurry up God, because they are just tired of waiting on God to move, because their faith has just gone out. So what do you say about that, man of God?
One thing I will say, woman of God, is this. Wait, woman of God, I didn't catch the end of your question, and I just don't want to ramble. Can you say the last part of your question again?
How do you feel about the people are losing their faith, and they're not waiting on God anymore? They are chasing after these seducing spirits to relieve their weight.
You know, woman of God, I'm going to tell you, my grandmother used to tell me something back then when I was younger, and she told me, curiosity kills the cat. And, you know, a lot of Christians are losing so many benefits because they are moving ahead of schedule or they're moving behind time. Woman of God, I sat in a prayer summit in my city, and it's not to bash anyone, but the truth is the light. I sat in my prayer city. I mean, in my city, at a prayer conference, and they had nine prophets that they brought in. I wasn't on the ticket, didn't expect to be on the ticket. You know, that's not why I was there. I was just there to support. And while sitting on the ticket, woman of God, and listening to everybody, woman of God, you know, everybody that got up had the name prophet. But, you know, I only heard one prophet out of the whole group. That's why it's very important, and I was listening to the people behind me. I was listening to them behind me, and they were shouting, and they were bucking, and they were emotional, and they were tapping in. But what was funny to me is, woman of God, that there was only one prophet out of the nine who actually was speaking what heaven is saying in this hour. And you know, woman of God, that's how we lose our gifts. That's how we lose the anointing personally in our life. That's how we lose communication with God, by agreeing and saying amen to everything that comes along. I sat there, you know, and I listened. And again, only one prophet was speaking from heaven, and it bared witness. I'm not moved, you know, I'm not moved by you saying very lucrative words. Because unfortunately for you, when you sit out and you preach for somebody like me, or you talk in my presence to somebody like me, I know what those words mean. You know, so you can't really just dress stuff up and, you know, tell me how it sounds and, oh, this is what heaven is saying. We all finna get $1 million. Oh, I know I'm entitled to my $1 million because I'm a tither and I'm a cedar.
Yeah.
Give me something more heavy. Tell me how.
Yeah.
Tell me some things where God is taking me that nobody know but he and I. If you really are prophet, don't the Bible not say try the spirit by the spirit to see whether it's of God? And that's what the people of God are not doing. They are being deceived because they have itching ears, woman of God. And itching ears kills the cat every single time. And you know what? I don't knock them. I don't knock them all, woman of God, because I've been there. I used to run to every conference. I used to look on everybody's Facebook. Ooh, what was the word? What was the word? What was the word? People posting all day on Facebook, that don't move me. I get on there, say what I got to say, answer messages, and I get off. You know why? Because I know how to shut up, and I know how to hear from heaven. But how are you ever, if you actually sitting in the office, how are you ever going to hear from heaven if your mouth always running?
Come on now. Come on. You're not never listening. You always talking. I mean, God can't speak to you if you always talking. And that is so true. I'm glad you brought that up about Facebook. Many people have put Facebook as their God. They are searching for different men and women of God to watch their Facebook Live to see what God is saying instead of them just trying to get their relationship with God themselves. Yes, God will use men and women of God, but he don't want you to make them your God to the point to where you get dependent on them and not hearing what a God is saying. And that is the biggest problem now, man of God, Facebook churches. Facebook churches.
Absolutely.
And they are tithing into these Facebook churches. And I be praying. I say, God, you're going to have to do something because your people are turning away from you onto the social media. And the men and women of God, some of them are not turning them back to God to let them know, hey, I'm not your God. I'm just a vessel. He is speaking through in this season. But then I am pointing you back to him because it is gone. I mean, so many people are depending on the Facebook church, and it's sad. But that is another spirit of, you know, enticement, because they are speaking exactly what they know you want to hear to ease your weight and to, you know, ease your pain and to get you off of the waiting list so fast. So they will speak anything you need to hear. And it's sad because people can read your spirit and they know exactly what to say. And they know exactly how vulnerable you are to get your finances. I mean, they are very keen in the spirit when it comes to that. So, man of God, what would you tell someone who has gotten caught up in the spirit of enticement? What would you tell them?
Woman of God, first and foremost, I will tell them that you have to retrace your steps with something like that, because what the Bible says, a little leaven leaven the lump. So you've got to understand, you know, and again, it's the little bitty foxes that spoil the vine. And that and people not giving prophets, apostles, they're not giving people Bible anymore. They're giving them this revelation. They're giving them this revelation. I don't see that. I don't see how you could, woman of God, I don't see how you could talk for a whole hour and not have
one
scripture. I don't understand
that. I can't even.
You know, I'm a student. I'm a student of the word. And God will not say nothing contrary to the word of God. Spiritual or both, he won't send it naturally. You know, so it's, you know, you got to retrace your steps. What did you accept?
Yeah.
You got to trace who you got it from. You always got to do that who, what, when, where, why, and how, so that you can understand how to recover. But first you got to discover. And I believe with all my heart, if you take time and you trace your steps, you will be able to break that spirit and that cycle. Or as Dr. Ayanna said, you have to interrupt the pattern. But the people of God are scared to interrupt the pattern because they scared that they're going to lose their flesh in the pattern.
Mm.
So you got to be very mindful. If you want to break the spirit of entitlement, you have to retrace yourself, your steps, and find out where you fell off the wagon when it comes down to the word you heard versus what's in the word of God.
Amen. Ooh, that was so good. Man of God, I thank you that our time has been well spent. And I thank my listening audience for just faithfully tuning in each week. And don't forget, you can always log back in to listen at the archive. And until next week, everyone have a blessed evening and a blessed week. Thank you, man of God. You have a blessed evening.
You too, woman of God. God bless.
Okay. God bless you. Bye-bye.